Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into bye week right now, but that doesn't mean the conversations go away. Certainly, Luke will be out in Owings Mills. All of our Wise conversations provided by our friends at Wise Markets, and this is certainly going to be one of them because I usually come on and we've always got a cause. We're always rounding up. We did stuff with student support a couple of weeks ago. We did House of Ruth this month, but they sent me to the top this time. I haven't had Rob Bonacci on the program yet. We got a chance to say hello socially distanced up there at the Hershey Lodge earlier in the year. Ron, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know you're a busy guy there running the marketing and doing everything with Wise. I talk about all the states. I've been all over the state having crab cakes, but they tell me that when it comes to this month, this is your project, and certainly nothing more important than the Paralyzed Veterans of America. It's great to welcome you on to your own program, The Wise Conversations. At some point, they're going to have me on The Word to the Wise. They've promised.
We'll certainly bring you on Word to the Wise anytime you want. But thank you for having me. We certainly appreciate this, and this time of year as we approach the holiday season, and particularly Veterans Day on 11/11. And there's no greater cause when you think about veterans than to help those that are paralyzed.
Organization's been around since 1946, right? I mean, we talk about sending our young people off the war and they come back and what happens. But this was really sort of started by our grandfathers to some degree, right?
That's great. Yes, our grandfathers, 1946, World War II, ending World War I, coming in there, and they felt a need and compassion to help their fallen soldiers in whatever capacity are. This is their 75th anniversary. Think about that, 1946 to 1971, 75 years, helping the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and actually every veteran. They turn no veteran away. So whether it's PTSD or it's help and support, whether it's counseling, whether it's need-based, whether it's getting them prosthesis or whatever that is, even though they're called Paralyzed Veterans of America, they do not turn a veteran away. And there's no better cause when you think about than supporting those who gave their lives for us to keep us free.
I think every time Veterans Day comes around, Memorial Day comes around, I think about all of my relatives. My father-in-law fought in Vietnam, my grandfather in World War II, my uncle in World War II, my other uncle in Korea. And these organizations that come together because we can't do enough. Tell me how Wise got involved with this and your involvement in this, because everyone in the company sort of pointed to you and said, you're the right person to talk about this. And you've been in this industry a long, long time, grocery industry, and you brought your expertise to Wise. But this is a relationship that, I would think so many people have donated. And what you do with rounding up, that's always a fit, because that's such an easy thing to do when we're checking out. And I do it all the time at Wise.
Yeah. Again, it's our customers that make us, and we can't thank our customers enough for what they do, because without their kindness and support, even during this pandemic, which makes it amazing that they're so benevolent and in the cause of just giving the charity and giving the support to veterans. But my passion goes back into NASCAR, where I was affiliated with NASCAR, and Richard Petty personally asked me to get involved and help the Paralyzed Veterans of America because their funding was dramatically dwindling and they needed support. And so a lot of the NASCAR drivers got out there and then got on the bandwagon to make the awareness again, because you were hearing about all these other things about veterans and in the Vietnam War as it winded down, people just weren't as passionate as they were about veterans at the time. So he reached out and said, we got to help the veterans. And so we said, what can we do? And this is where I got my personal involvement was from the king himself of NASCAR, Richard Petty.
I was going to say the king, man. I had him on the show one time. I did a Sports Illustrated at the turn of the century, Madison Square Garden. And he walked in and he was larger. He was larger than Burt Reynolds, who tried to play him in Smokey the Bandit. You know what I mean? We got Ron Bonacci here. We're having a Wise conversation. Paralyzed Veterans of America, you usually round up for like 1 month. This is 6 weeks, right? Through the 11th of November. We got a nice early start on this and talking about what you guys are doing. It's just so easy, right? I mean, we could talk about the organization, but how do you help? You can go to their website at pva.org and give a million ways, but you could do this right as you're checking out of Wise anywhere, right?
You got that. Whether you want to give $1, $3, $5, $10, or just round up to the nearest whole dollar, your pennies, they all add up. It adds up significantly. And we started this on October the 1st, and we're going to go all the way to Veterans Day. And then on 11-12, the Paralyzed Veterans are going to meet us at one of our stores and give the donation of what our customers and our company is giving on their behalf. And again, it's the poor outcry of the customers and support of our veterans that we thank every day, because they make this happen.
I always feel like I'm cheating you, Ron, by not having the ice cream in here like I usually do week after week. And it's almost a better time of the afternoon. Usually I'm eating the ice cream at 8:30 in the morning. Yeah, tell me about your industry a little bit right now, because there's so many changes with COVID and seeing it from the inside and being a partner in what you do. Whether it was, you know, having masks, and my friend Rob Santoni, literally during the toilet paper crisis in the beginning of this, and COVID and one family member out doing shopping. I don't think any industry was prepared for this, but you guys couldn't close, right? I mean, obviously, frontline to feeding people 2 years ago now, going on 2 years ago, all the industries have changed. And even what I talk about with Wise to Go and people shopping online, it's changed habits literally for life, what COVID has done the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, this is a testament to the leadership of our company and Jonathan Wise in particular. You know, He reads, is an avid reader, an avid watcher in the industry. And he said, believe it or not, on February 9th, this is big. And he got us all together and said, we need to be thinking about this. This is huge. This is, you know, February 9th of 2020. Think about that. And by March, we were remote, and he said, I need to take care of my customers and my associates. And that was paramount to him. So he wanted the safety and security of every customer and every associate in our store to make sure that they have the best shopping experience and safety and security for their families. And we actually sent our teams remotely. We got our stores all hand sanitizers, cleaning, sanitation stuff, face shields, shielding against the customer for their sneeze guards and things like that. I mean, we went all out to make sure that safety was paramount to the consumer so that they had a great shopping experience and didn't have any preval of not coming in our grocery store because we just weren't prepared. The next thing he did was because of that early adoption, he made sure that our warehouse was full of product. He wasn't going to be out wherever possible. And as you know, on many shelves you saw out there in the nation, paper towels, bath tissue, hand sanitizer, and the like, they were wiped out. And not to say we didn't have it in store by store basis, but you know, we were pretty well stocked, and we were ahead of the game from that perspective, because he saw that vision, great vision in terms of the safety, security, and supply chain to be there. And we are self-distributing. We're blessed to have that.
I was going to say, you make a lot of your own products, right? I mean, that maybe more so than a lot of folks that just sell a grocery, right?
Yeah, for some of those people out there don't realize we have our own milk plant, our own ice cream plant, our own ice plant, and our own meat plant. So we make our own meat right here at local, so it's as fresh as can be to our consumers.
Well, they've promised me a tour of the ice cream plant at some point, Ron. So
you got it.
I'm going to get up to Sunbury for that. Ron Benacci's here. He does marketing, advertising. I haven't had him on the program yet. If you're here on a weekly basis, we have a wide variety of Wise folks. But you're stationed up in Central Pennsylvania. But I think over the last 15 years, certainly in recent times, much more of a Baltimore identification for what you do. I've told everyone that's been on, I spent a period of time at the turn of the century up in the White Marsh, Perry Hall area. My son went to Perry Hall High School. There was always Wise Market in our neighborhood. So, you know, I was a shopper there, but it wasn't in every neighborhood. And, you know, I always talk about the Mars relationship. I'm from Dundalk. The Mars chain was based right between my middle school and my high school on Delville Avenue. And times change, but your company has grown dramatically in all the ways you talk about to be able to have your own supplies. But for Baltimoreans, there's a Wise everywhere here now, where maybe 15, 20 years ago wasn't that way.
Yeah, very, very much the case. Maryland, and particularly the Baltimore area, is a high concentration of our store. Maryland's our number two stores, where we have the most grocery stores besides Pennsylvania, where we were founded. So we believe in Baltimore. We believe in being local. And that's part of the thing that was really cool about us. You know, we started in 1912, so we're over 109 years old. And the company really thought about supporting the local entities, you know. So we're a preferred supplier to a lot of the Marylands, the Baltimores, and those kind of, and Pennsylvania, because we're taking the crops from the local produce, the local farmers, the local dairies. to make our supplies and our goods. And we believed in local before local was ever cool, because we wanted to make sure that the people we worked with had jobs and the community support.
A farmer's market right on the corner. Right. It's Wise Markets. Rob Bonacci here talking about all things. I want to remind everybody, Paralyzed Veterans of America, that's the cause this month. It changes every month. The Roundup Theory, I don't want to credit you guys with it, but certainly it's a place I do it. I see it in more places. You've been in the industry a long time. It's a really wonderfully clever, easy way in sort of a change-free society to make a quick difference, to feel good as you're checking out. And it's the right. easiest thing in the world to do with a swipe, right?
It's just one push of a button, and it could be pennies, it could be 98 cents for that matter. But the idea is that you gave to that community support, and you're supporting local people, whether it's to feed the hunger, for the paralyzed veterans, for the American Heart Association.
Pets, don't forget the pets. We don't leave them
out there too. You got it. And we do over 400 annual community events locally just to support the communities. And don't forget Day of Giving, too, because we make sure that is a major reason that we're out there. It's every store manager taking care of his or her local community.
That's coming up soon, too. Later on in the month, we got Thanksgiving. Right. You know, I've had the ice cream. I had the candy cake and the cherry. And, you know, you're generous with the ice. They're big. You know, it takes me a little while to eat them, and I try not to eat too much. But I'm getting seasonal now. So I'm feeling pumpkin-y. I'm feeling eggnog-y.
Once a quarter, we come out with new flavors just for that season. And we have over 50 flavors in our ice cream portfolio. And we've never changed our formulas from back over 50 years when the ice cream plant was first started.
I've been eating the cherry vanilla on my couch. I started during the baseball playoffs. I'm going to have to go with a new flavor. Rob Santoni keeps talking me into the root beer float. So that might be next. Banana split's been on my mind for a little while as well. And I haven't had a good peach ice cream in a while. So I got ideas. I only have so much space in my freezer, Ron. Hey, we really appreciate you coming on. I should have you on a little bit more often. I've had so much fun talking to all the people in your company, especially the Crab Cake Tour. Dennis Curtin and I got to talking about Western Maryland and stores and how stores feed communities in places like Frostburg and places on the Eastern Shore, and my never-ending search for C2O pulp coconut water throughout your chain. And I keep telling everybody they have it in Owings Mills. Ron, a pleasure to have you on. We won't make it the last time, but certainly the first time. And we'll have everybody rounding up for a PVA. And I appreciate your story. And I know it comes from the heart for what you're doing for them.
Yeah, please support the veterans out there through Veterans Day. They certainly need it to take care of their lives, their families, their support, and give them quality of life.
And I love the story that Richard Petty made you do it. When the king speaks, we listen. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You got it. All of our Wise Conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. We're going to be all over the area doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour each and every Friday. Had to move it because of the back issue 2 weeks ago. It is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. This Friday, we're at Silver Spring Mining in the previously mentioned White Marsh, my former home, right by Silver Spring. And Bel Air Road, right down the street from us. I'm going to get Rob mad at me. I have to figure out which store number it is. But we're going to be there this week. We're getting together with the Atlas folks next weekend down in Fells Point. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour there. And we're with Mayor Brandon Scott at Coco's on the 17th. We had to reschedule that when he had COVID last month. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. The Wise Conversations stay here. We're continuing on. Former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller is going to join us in the next segment. We've had some great conversations, including Luke Broadwater from the New York Times, and Ron Cassie from Baltimore Magazine. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.